The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. The Falkland Islands, off the coast of South America, a stop off for whalers or passage around the Cape. Also, the scene of battles in the 20th century, the First War, the Falkland Islands battle, the Second War. But now, in the news, Buenos Aires, Reuters. The Argentine government has asked again the United Kingdom to restart negotiations over the sovereignty of the Falkland Islands. The request to resume talks is the latest chapter in Argentina's long-held claim over the islands. No kidding, Professor. I tell quickly that I turned a novel in 1982 to my publisher, the Dial Press, that included a battle between Argentine settlers and British settlers on the Falkland Islands. I was a fiction writer. I had no reason to believe that it was actually going to happen. I'd looked it up. It was the theme of my book, Refugees Who Couldn't Find a Place to Land in the World, turned away from every port and every entrance to the Med and the Caribbean. So eventually they wound up in Antarctica for the people who had been outcast. That was a theme in 1981 across the world, people who were dishomed. However, today, this is 40 years since that war. The Argentina remains constantly to say that we have a claim here. And looking at the history of the Falkland Islands, there are claims that come and go over the centuries. A French claim, a Spanish claim, a British claim, even an American port of call. And so the Falklands remain, I would say, exceedingly controversial to both countries. Right now, the government says we're British citizens, although we don't have our foreign policy, that's London. Argentina says, let's talk about it. At your time in the State Department, is this a sore point between Britain and the United States, or has the U.S. sided with Britain on this claim?
Well, certainly, John, the British would consider this a resolved issue, and the Argentines would consider it not a resolved issue at all, and therein is part of the problem. But as you also alluded to, this was a special week in that March 10th was the 10th anniversary of the 2013 referendum, whereby which after the British victory in the Falklands in 1982, they asked the population of the island, do you want to be part of Britain or do you want to be part of Argentina? And they overwhelmingly voted that they wanted to be a self-governing part of the greater British Commonwealth. And so for the British, this is a settled issue, following an invasion and a settled war. Again, for the Argentines, it's something very, very different. But I can tell you that it's not only enshrined in the Argentine Constitution, but certainly it was brought up by leftist Argentine governments as a point of contention, by the rightist government of Mauricio Macri, 2015 to 2019. You had, he was obliged to bring it up, although they certainly didn't want it to be a problem with respect to the British. But, certainly under the return of the Peronist government that you have in power right now, certainly the very nationalist leftist orientation of Alberto Fernandez and his vice president, Cristina, you have this continuing to be pushed as really kind of a defining point of national sovereignty. It's become a point in which the Argentines have sought out support even from the Chinese and even from the Russians. And so it absolutely does continue to be an issue for the Argentines. In terms of, and indeed, ironically, one of the things that the British are very sensitive about is that they don't, remembering the war, they do not want the Argentines to have any capability to be able to attack the island, invade the island again. And so things that the Argentines want, like, for example, new fighter aircraft, the British have worked very hard against the Argentines being able to buy those from the Europeans or anybody else, that they vetoed anything that has a British component in it. And ironically, one of the reasons reasons why there is talk about the Argentines buying Chinese fighter aircraft is they're one of the few people that, did not have components in their aircraft that the British, worried about the legacy of the Falklands, could veto. So it does continue to be an ongoing issue. But whether it's solved or not depends on who you ask.
40 years ago, I turned my novel in 1982 and published it in the spring of 1983. And momentarily, it was a phenomenon because this young writer, whom nobody had any reason to believe he had a crystal ball, had written about a war that hadn't happened yet. And then all of a sudden it happened. And now, 40 years later, I reflect. I remember being persuaded at the time that the British claim was absolute and sovereign. I'm not so certain anymore, Professor, reading the history of the Falklands. And also, there has been a dispute in the world ever since about who owns what because of history, cross claims. That's going on in Ukraine right now. It could be going on in Taiwan. You understand. And so these many years later, it behooves the British government, which is in a bad period right now, not as strong as it was 40 years ago, at least to my reading. It behooves both sides, Buenos Aires and London, to talk about this, to find out a way to resolve this so that the claims are fixed and no longer in dispute. I wrote about it not knowing that it was going to happen, but I puzzle now, Evan, whether it's going to happen again. Was that what I was writing about? The Falkland Islands 2, sometime in the 2020s or 2030s. We have 30 seconds.
The interesting thing, John, is also Latin America is replete with these border or territorial conflicts that one side believes is resolved and another not. And so, for example, Chile, having won the War of the Pacific back in 1879, feels that its coast is its in Peru's, but the Bolivian government keeps wanting to say that territory should be its. Or in the case of, for example, the Esquivel region in Guyana, the Venezuelans claim that territory should be theirs, where they found so much oil. The Guyanese say it's resolved, by an old international arbitration decision. The Venezuelans keep saying it's not. And so there's always one side that wants to say, hey, we decided this already.
We're headed to Ecuador and Peru. There's trouble. Evan Ellis, I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Menards has what you need to beat the heat. From bottled water to air conditioners and fans, we have everything in stock to keep you from overheating. Patio umbrellas are simple but effective ways to cool down while outside. We also carry a wide assortment of sprinklers, pools, popsicles, and more to help keep the kids cool. Stock up and stay cool with help from Menards.
Save big money at Menards.